Winnie Houston, and I want to dance with somebody. It's 10:38. Good morning. We all know somebody. We've all worked with somebody or lived with somebody who's got bad breath. Maybe you're married to somebody with it. It isn't very nice. It's also something we're not really that keen to be honest about. Research out today reveals 7 in 10 of us would want someone to tell us if we had bad breath, but only a third of us would want to be the one doing the telling. There's a bit of a problem there, isn't there? What causes bad breath? How can we prevent it? Helping to tackle this taboo is doctor and TV presenter, Dr. Christian Jessen. Lovely to have you with us, Christian. How are you?
Hello, I'm very good, thank you.
Let's start with the causes. What gives people bad breath in the first place?
Well, actually, it's really quite simple. It tends to be, for the majority of us, bits of food stuck in our mouth that gets broken down by bacteria and releases these compounds called volatile sulfur compounds. Anything that has sulfur in tends to be fairly obnoxious when it comes to its smell. And that's it in a nutshell, really. But various things can influence whether we produce these things or not. So alcohol and smoking is one. The types of food that we've eaten is another one. Anything that tends to dry the mouth out, lack of saliva, is another one. And also things like sinus problems or gastric infections can do it. But for the majority of us, it's simply a case of oral hygiene.
Okay, so in the simplest terms, there's something we can do about what's in our mouth and keeping it clean and keeping it moist. Can it ever be a sign of something more serious?
It's very unlikely. I mean, there are certain things, like liver disease, for instance, but they're quite rare and you are bound to have other symptoms as well. So just bad breath by itself almost certainly is not significant. But if you are concerned, I would always say get things checked out with your GP.
Well, if you know you've got bad breath, what's the first thing you should change if you want to try and tackle it?
Well, what I would do is have a look at your diet. We tend to see more and more bad breath on the landscape simply because people adopt these rather fatty diets. So anything where you're sort of cutting carbs and increasing the amount of protein in your diet, like the Atkins, for instance, tends to give people very bad breath because protein compounds are the ones that the bacteria like to break down and release these smelly compounds. So look to your diet. Is it nice and balanced, including plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables? Also look at how often are you brushing your teeth. If you are, like most students, brushing your teeth only once a week, you almost certainly don't have very pleasant smelling breath, but actually, you know, twice a day. And also look to using a decent mouthwash, which can help break down these compounds and break down the smelly substances that the bacteria release.
So cleaning your teeth and using mouthwash, which is the more important of the two, just in terms of bad breath? Which is more effective?
Well, cleaning your teeth is really important. I mean, you mustn't do one. Say you mustn't just use mouthwash and not clean your teeth, for instance, because the cleaning of the teeth, the physical action, actually removes the building up the plaque, the bits and pieces of food. What a mouthwash will do then is to help sort of actually provide an antibacterial substance that kills any remaining bacteria.
What about drinking plenty of water? Is that significant?
Well, a dry mouth, some people have autoimmune conditions where they don't produce enough saliva, and so a dry mouth certainly does increase your risk of gum disease, of tooth decay, and also bad breath. So keeping yourself well hydrated with water is a useful one.
Talk to me about whether you can smell your own breath. Do you think most people who have bad breath actually know it, or is it actually quite difficult to tell?
It's quite difficult to tell, if I'm honest with you. One way that you can do it is to lick the inside of your wrist and then have a sniff, and that can be fairly indicative. If there's a fairly bad smell there when you do that, it's quite likely you have bad breath. But also, just pulling a close friend or partner to one side and asking them honestly is probably the best way.
We don't like to talk about it. It's a pretty personal thing to have to confront somebody. It's a bit like BO, isn't it? Nobody wants to say, excuse me, you smell.
Well, it's interesting. We don't like to, but this CB12 bad breath report actually shows that the majority of us would like to know. 70-odd% of us would prefer to be told, and yet very, very few of us, as you say, really want to do it. But I think this report really gives us carte blanche to actually go ahead and tell people. What I will say, though, is the way you tell someone is obviously extremely important. You can utterly humiliate them, or you can do it nicely and quietly, and they will probably thank you for it.
How would you do it nicely and quietly?
Oh, well, I would absolutely pull someone to one side. But you forget, as a doctor, we wear a costume that allows us to do these things. I can talk to people about their most intimate things, and I'm allowed to, but so it's slightly different. But I think, you know, anybody else, I think, you know, just pull them to one side, start chatting to them, ask them maybe what they've been up to, and try and ascertain from that, perhaps, that, oh, yeah, no, maybe that's given you a bit of a, you know, little bit of bad breath this morning. Have you cleaned your teeth? Just something subtle. I mean, you're never, ever going to be able to do it beautifully, let's face it, because it's not a nice subject.
Okay, brace yourself, hold your nose, plunge in and just do it. It's lovely to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Christian Jessen, explaining what bad breath